Testing, testing, 1, 2. I'm Tiffany Vogler, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Marilyn Flory. She's a counselor at Testing High School. It's 7:45 in the morning of June 2nd. And I'm interviewing her on television. What do you remember about the first TV program you saw?
I remember that we went to a neighbor's house. I had a friend who knew these people and invited me to go along, and we watched a boxing match, and it was awful. It was all snowy, and you could hardly see it, and I didn't even like boxing, but it was exciting because I thought, this is a miracle. I didn't see how that could ever happen.
Okay. Do you remember how old you were then?
I was probably about, 12.
Okay. What do you remember about who in your family had authority over what programs were watched?
I suppose my parents had final authority, but I don't remember squabbling about that. I remember my brother and I trying to argue over what programs we were going to watch. But, you know, see, TV at that time was very tame, and I don't think that parents worried as much about seeing things that were going to be racy or anything, because the worst you ever heard was heck. Mm-hmm. You know, that, and if you saw even a family television show like Ozzie and Harriet was a big one at the time. They had, you know, in real life they were married, and of course on television they were married and had a family. And they had, they could never be shown in the same bed together. I mean, they had twin beds. Mm-hmm. And you never saw them touch each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just very, very mild. So I don't think parents worried so much about what you were going to see. It was more like, you can't stay up after 9 o'clock, mm-hmm. you know, and homework has to come first, and then you mm-hmm. watch TV. But yeah. I don't think that we had a lot of problems with what we were going to watch.
Okay. What do you remember about where you first saw TV? You already said that. About a price or the size or like...
The size was, it was real small. It probably wasn't any more than 8 or 10 inches. And it sat on top of a table in this plastic box, and it had rounded sides on it. And it was sort of contoured, and it was very poor reception.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember the price of any of them?
All I remember is my parents told us for years that we couldn't afford to get one. So it was too expensive.
Yeah.
And it seems like at the time that they bought the first TV when I was a junior in high school, that it was around $300, and it was about maybe a 12, 14 inch.
Okay. What do you remember about the shows you watched? Anything specific?
I remember loving to watch I Love Lucy, which was now is a real classic, and my father thinking it was so stupid and so silly, and Lucy was, because he said, well, that's not the way people really act. There aren't people like that. And he didn't think it was very realistic, so he thought it was really stupid, but he didn't tell us we couldn't watch it because we'd laugh and laugh. I remember the Ed Sullivan Show, and I remember seeing Elvis on Ed Sullivan Show for the first time, and what a stir that made. And to show you how tame it was, you don't remember Elvis, of course, mm-hmm. but you remember hearing lots mm-hmm. about him, and it was, of course, that was the advent of rock and roll, and of course, mm-hmm. we were very excited to be teenagers at that time, and they would not allow the cameras to show him below the hips, below the waist, because he did all this hip movement, and that was way too racy,
yeah.
So Elvis was just allowed, they were just allowed for a long time just to show him from the waist up. And everybody in the world, you know, sat there and screamed and carried on, and we were all excited. And every time Elvis was going to be on that, we were real, everybody was anxious to see that. And I remember game shows. I remember the Gary Moore Show. That probably was a little bit later, though. and sports, because everybody in our family liked to watch sports.
All right. What do you think? Do you think TV programs are educational? Or were, or now? Or?
Sure. They were then, and they are now. Sometimes I don't like what they're teaching us now. I think I get real concerned sometimes because of the violence that I see, not only in TV, but in movies, too. But I don't think it's healthy for kids to see people... in all the gore, in all the things that they see, that's mm-hmm. normal, you know, that mm-hmm. that it's just, I don't like to see that. That's the only thing that I don't like to see. But, of course, now we have a lot of good public television. If people are inclined to watch that, maybe it's not as entertaining. But certainly everything you are exposed to in your lifetime teaches you something. So everything is educational.
Okay. What do you remember about some of your favorite shows? Did you have a favorite character or actor?
I liked all the comedies, like Lucille Ball, mm-hmm. and I think probably because she was female, I thought that was neat because mm-hmm. I saw like the Milton Berle show. Oh, and I loved to watch as a teenager, the Hit Parade, mm-hmm. which was the top 10 songs of the week, mm-hmm. and they had Snooky Lanson, I think his name was. Used to sing these. They had several people that were regulars, and they'd mm-hmm. sing these songs, and you'd always sort of count down, kind of like, mm-hmm. you know,
like what we have
yeah,
in the top 40.
That's right. And but that was television, and it was on late at night and a Saturday night, and the only time I got to watch it was when I was babysitting, so I'd want to be sure I could watch that. And that was, well, you know how teenagers are in their music. We loved it. That was a big favorite.
Okay. What do you remember about the networks?
Not much. I remember the Peacock. I remember being impressed with the NBC Peacock because at that time, now they just have the symbol, but they had this thing and the tail would fan out and you'd see it get real big. And of course then when it got in color, ooh, that was really
pretty.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you remember about the news reports? Did you like watching them or
It probably wasn't my favorite, but we watched them because that was one thing my father wanted to do. And of course we lived on a farm and he wasn't always in the house at the time that the news was on either because sometimes he was out in the barns or something. But if mealtime coincided with news time, we'd eat first. We never watched TV while mm-hmm. we were eating meals, but he would watch the news and it was, and always of course there were things like the weather. You had to, when you live on a farm, you know, weather is very important. We always had to watch it. So I remember watching it every night. I probably wasn't as enthused about it as other things.
Okay. What do you remember about commercials?
Oh, they were funny because they were live mm-hmm. and they'd have these goof-ups all the time. And I can remember one that there was a refrigerator commercial. And it seemed like it was Bess Meyerson. And she was trying to show this a man or Frigidaire or something and how it worked. She went to open the door and it wouldn't open and it wouldn't open and it would. And she just finally she yanked on it and finally somebody else came out and it was, you know, those kinds of things. So you never know what was going to happen because it was all live. But they were a lot of like song and dance kinds of things and a lot of cigarette commercials at that time. Of course, which have now been banned.
Yeah.
And I can remember the dancing cigarette packages. I think that was, I can't even remember what brand, it doesn't even matter. But they were funny.
Yeah. What do you remember about the time of day you watched TV? Was there any specific time you'd make sure you saw a TV program? Or
Probably in the evening, because at our house, that was something you did after your work was done.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't just come home and sit down and watch TV. Your mm-hmm. homework was first. When your homework was done, you could watch TV. And mm-hmm. there were times when TV was in the living room, and you'd have to sit in the dining room to do your homework first, and everybody else is watching, and you're trying to peek, you know, and that kind of stuff. And in summertime, we used to watch baseball games and things like that when they started broadcasting or telecasting those. But I don't remember watching in the daytime as much as in the evening.
Okay. What do you remember about the first color TV?
Peacock. And I'm sure everything else, too, but it was just like when that came on and that music and that tail fanned out and all that color, we went, ooh, wah.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we didn't have a color TV until long after. The first color TV was one that my husband and I bought ourselves because that came after we were married, I think. And then we couldn't afford one for a long time. So it was a long time before I had a color TV, and it was always a treat to go to somebody's house who had one.
Okay. Before TV, like, what do you remember doing about entertainment? Did you ever...
Well, I came from a family of avid readers, and I read a lot. I loved to read. I used to love to sneak off to my room and tell my mother I was cleaning my room and read instead until she hollered at me and said, "Aren't you done yet?" And I'd say, "Just about," and then I'd put the book down. And I think we used to, as kids, I came from a big family, so we entertained ourselves a lot. We played outside. We played games in the neighborhood. Kids would get together. Mm-hmm. We'd ride our bikes and things like that. And puzzles, the crossword, not crossword puzzles, but jigsaw puzzles and ball games.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think now about kids watching too much TV?
Oh, I'm sure that not only kids watch too much TV, but mothers and fathers watch too much TV. We do it. I don't like to see us watch TV instead of reading because, you know, reading, if you've ever read a book and then gone to the movie to see the same thing, you're usually disappointed in the movie because they can't do it maybe as well or in the same way. So I think that's the same kind of thing. I think TV can't replace reading, but it can. It's fun. TV's fun. I like TV, but I think we watch too much and we don't get enough exercise and we don't do a lot of other things we should do, I'm sure.
Okay. What do you remember about the first TV compared to TVs now?
The picture was terrible in the early days of TV. The reception was terrible. It was a lot of snow. And you'd get these lines, horizontal and vertical lines, running through it all the time. So, excuse me, pictures are so much clearer now, and it's so much more refined. It's more professional, but it's also not as spontaneous because it's not live.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Yeah, it's not as spontaneous.
Okay, how do you feel about TV in general?
Love it. We go camping, and for years I said, we're not going to take a TV and we go camping. That's stupid. We're not going to go away and watch TV. But, of course, we have a small color TV that we take camping with us because we went camping over Memorial Day. We had to watch the Pistons, right? You know. I don't think I do it. I watch it in place of other things necessarily, but I like it. I like to have it when I want to watch it.
Okay. Well, that's it.
Okay.